Are you ready to stop feeling stuck, lost, or confused about what to do next in your career? Then the Manifest Your Career podcast is just right for you, with me, your host, Dr. Norma Reyes. The Manifest Your Career podcast offers you career advice that integrates your mind, body, and spirit. It's time you start listening to your own inner guidance. Tune in each week to learn how to combine your intuition, strategy, and logic so that you can manifest the career of your dreams. Hey everyone, welcome back. This is episode 88, and today I have three simple steps that you can take to create your vision for your career. So go ahead and grab a piece of paper, anything that you can write on, a journal, and let's go ahead and dive in. I know that it might seem a little trendy or cliche to have a vision board, but what's more important than the actual pictures is to have a vision for yourself, to have a vision for you and your career, your life purpose. Because if you don't have a vision for yourself, then you have no direction. If you've been feeling stuck, lost, confused on what to do next in your career, you probably don't have a vision for yourself. Or if you do have a vision for yourself, you may not be allowing yourself to actually believe that your career dreams, that the career vision that you have for yourself is actually possible for you. But I'm gonna make it simple and easy for you to create a vision that inspires you and motivates you to work on your career growth. So this is something that I've done with clients one-on-one. I've done workshops on this, and I truly enjoy helping people create a vision and really demystify as to what that is. So grab a journal. I'm going to go over the steps quickly, and then I will dive in a little bit deeper for you. So step one is going to be analyzing your major life areas, and I'll give you a list of those here in a bit, but you can also go to my blog, manifestyourcareer.com. Blog is the blog's name, and you'll find a link in the show notes, but you can also find the post there if you want to follow along. So step one is analyzing your major life areas. This is your home, finances, career, family, friends, health, fitness, and personal development. You're going to rate those from 1 to 10. And then after that, you're going to have step two, and you're going to list out your core values that you want to embody this year or over the next 2 to 3 years, whatever works for you. I like to keep our core values to be within the year because those will change. You may not think they will, but your core values are kind of like a guiding light to help you keep going in your vision. So step three, after you've looked at your major life areas and you've rated them, you're going to choose 2 or 3 to work on. You're going to do this by reviewing which you want to work on and which will have the most impact on your overall well-being. This does not mean that you pick the ones that you feel like you have to do, but instead the ones that you want to do, because if you want to do something, you will be more motivated to get it done. So for example, if I have a fitness goal at 3 and my other life areas are at 5, then I would want to look and work and on my health and fitness. And by overall improving my health and fitness, you'll have more energy and focus to work on your career, family, and other areas of your life. But if your fitness goals make you feel bad about yourself, then you may want to work more on your personal development, your own self-esteem, so that you can be working, so you can be ready to face the struggles maybe in your health and fitness goals. So now let's go ahead and dive deeper in each of these steps. So grab a pen and paper, maybe find a quiet place if you can, so that you can begin to create a career vision that aligns with your core values. So hopefully you went and grabbed a journal, and if you're listening through, come back when you have a chance with a journal so that you can create a vision for yourself. Again, you can see the steps in my blog. It's manifestyourcareer.blog, and the link is at the bottom of the show notes. So let's create a career vision that aligns with your core values. Step one is analyzing your major life areas and rating them. This first step is super important in creating your career vision. It's important to take an honest and candid look at your major life areas. So take a moment to think about your home, your finances, your career, family, friends, health and fitness, your personal development, and simply rate them from 1 to 10. 1 being the lowest in the sense of satisfaction, and 10 being the highest, meaning 100% satisfaction. Really reframe from judging yourself at this time. Avoid spiraling and having spiral thinking about how you could have done things differently. Instead, celebrate where you are right now, taking this time to create your vision for yourself, for your career, so that you can have your dream career. All right, so step two is listing out the core values you want to embody this year, over the next 2 to 3 years, whatever works for you. Look up a list of core values. You can do a simple Google search. You can go to my blog and see the short list I have there, and ask yourself, what values do you want to embody this year? What is important to you? Here's a brief list of some common core values while you think about your family, freedom, security, loyalty, intelligence, connection, creativity, humanity, success, respect, invention, diversity, generosity, integrity, love, openness, religion, advancement, respect, joy, forgiveness, excitement, change, goodness, involvement, wisdom, beauty, grace, friendship. So write down any of those that felt like they aligned with you. And after you make your list of core values, whether it be 1 to 10, I want you to bring it down to 3. And then from those 3, I want you to pick your top core value. You don't want to have more than 3, because that helps you be more concise and clear in creating your vision for yourself for this year. Now, step 3 is looking at your major life areas and then deciding to choose which to work on. So you've rated your major life areas and have identified your core values. Now it's time to pick which of these you want to focus in your life for the next year, the next 2 to 3 years, whatever works for you, so that you can create a vision that works for you. When choosing which areas to focus on, it's important to pick the ones that motivate and inspire you. Choose the ones that are important to you now, not the ones you believe you should be doing because someone else wants you to do them, or because you feel an obligation to do something, such as getting your finances organized or losing weight. Really choose the ones that you feel highly motivated, so that you can be successful. Now, whatever areas you decide to focus on will be the right ones for you right now. Know that your attention and focus to these areas are the ones that you need to focus on. All the areas of your life will help you grow and develop in your career, as all the areas in your life are related. And so now you can create a vision for yourself, a career vision statement. And after you do this, you can also create a vision board that embodies everything you have written down, images that remind you of your core values and the areas that you want to work on. So a career vision is a statement of purpose that provides you with a clear and inspiring direction for your future. And here are some examples. To touch the lives of as many people as possible, empowering them to achieve personal happiness and career success. And another example is, I will become a well-known and respected leader in the public policy industry, changing how policies are made and improve how they help people to live better lives. So a vision statement will describe what you want to achieve in the future and answer the questions of, where do I want to be? It defines an optimal desired future state, a mental picture of what you want to achieve over the next year, the next 3 to 5 years, whatever time span works for you. If you are doing this for the next 3 to 5 years, make it a routine to look these over at least once a year, if not every quarter. So make sure that it inspires you to give it your best and shapes your understanding of why you are doing what you are doing. So for example, if you're working on getting a promotion, how does this align with your vision? If you're working on making a career change, how does that align with your vision? How does that role, that company, how do they align with your core values? So that is the simple 3-step process for you to create a career vision that empowers you to move forward and really have clarity on what you want to do next in your career. If you are ready for some more support, if you're looking for guidance, I'm here to help. Schedule your discovery call with me. The link is in the show notes, and find out how I can help you in your career growth, and let's manifest your dream career together. Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening to the Manifest Your Career podcast. Are you ready to take action today? Visit manifestyourcareer.com to get started and schedule a free discovery call with me and gain clarity today.